The latest state statistics show that half of the people who were released from prison in 2014 were back in prison within 3 years. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, getting out of prison is just the beginning.
Before the Hartford Reentry Welcome Center opened, people in the city fresh out of prison didn't have one central place where they could find housing, counseling, or even a clean, safe place to use the bathroom. Now they do. The center, located in City Hall, is a collaboration between Community Partners in Action, the City of Hartford, the Department of Corrections, and more than 40 local organizations. First Lady Kathy Malloy says spending time with inmates in prisons across the state has helped her understand the challenges that they face when re-entering the community.
Here in the city, which both sends and receives the largest share of people in our prison system, we have a responsibility to help returning citizens succeed.
Despite some public criticism, Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin says that the center not only belongs in City Hall, he's proud that it's there.
Those who are coming for help here are the brothers and mothers and sons and daughters of those in our community. They are our neighbors. They are our community. And we don't get better or stronger as a society or as a city by hiding the hard stuff.
Stephanie Harris Adkins remembers feeling frightened when she got out of prison. It was 1996, and she'd spent 4.5 years behind bars.
I didn't know what to expect, and I couldn't share that with people because I was supposed to be so excited that I was home. Having a little bit of therapy now, I can look back and say I was totally anxious and totally depressed. That was normal functioning for me. That was my baseline.
Harris is now a Community Partners in Action board member and licensed clinical social worker. She says that CPA helped connect her to resources that she needed without passing judgment. Anyone who's released will get dropped off directly at the center, which officially opens on Monday morning. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.